in matters arising, a number. Paragraphs 2829, if members want to follow through. The proposed improvement at Western Fire Services Street, if you remember, we were looking to remove railings and improve the pedestrian circulation in that area. It's moving forward. TD has issued a work request for removing the railings and for widening the footpath, and we're looking at, unfortunately, completion is some way away. We're looking at completion by December 2013, but at least that particular initiative seems to have progressed. Paragraph 3.7, barging points along the waterfront. This is part, obviously, of a wider issue, and the Secretariat is currently conducting an audit exercise effectively to identify water-dependent activities and land uses within the whole of the harbour, including the provision of barging points, and that audit will be reviewed at the first meeting of the task force, which is looking at water-land interface, because clearly it's one of those issues that needs to be looked at a holistic basis. But obviously we will get feedback from that task force insofar as it affects our geography. Paragraph 414, construction of additional floors above the central piers. Remember, on the last occasion, we said that we really thought the outcome should be business-driven, if we may put it that way, or at least should be supported by an appropriate business study. That study has been commissioned. Study is expected to be completed in the next 2 or 3 months. And CDD obviously will take into account the findings of the study. Indeed, the findings of the study will be brought to this task force so that we're aware of the recommendations, and to the extent we think it's appropriate, we can try and ensure that those recommendations are incorporated in the design. Paragraph 7.5, connectivity at Central and Wan Chai Harbour Front. Well, obviously we're going to be looking at that on the ground today. And the intention is that TD will brief us at the next task force meeting in a more formal way. Paragraph 821, development of sites 4 and 7. As you know, we've had two closed sessions on in October and November on that topic. And the consultant is at the moment in the process of consolidating their recommendations and finalising their report. So that's I think all I have under matters arising. Members, anything else you want to raise? A quickie, Paul, please. Thanks.
The footpath that TD is doing at that water at the pumping station. Can we see the drawing of what they're planning to do? Last we had some discussions of the details, but there can be a circulation after the meeting, so we can comment on it separately. That will be appreciated. I have on the
paragraphs 2829.
Yeah, on the okay. And on the issue about the I don't have the paragraphs here. The connectivity of the promenade under the Idle Eastern Corridor back to the hinterland. I asked for that in the last meeting, and then it wasn't pointed out until after the meeting that it wasn't visually it was available in that visual. After we have been advised after the last meeting about that connectivity, and we haven't discussed it. I think we should discuss it. The problem that walkway is very badly connected with the hinterland. There are only very few points people can get on and off that walkway, and I think there got to be far more connectivity points between that walkway. If you spend all that money and all that effort convincing the society that there is no impact on reclamation, we got to make sure that maximum number of people can use that walkway. And this limited a few of connection points, I just I definitely not appreciate it. So we got to increase that connectivity dramatically. And so can we discuss that, or can we get feedback on that? As far as the landing points for vessels, if that's going to be, is that a commitment that we're going to discuss that at the next land water interface meeting? Because we have kind of committed ourselves to this promenade design details in the last meeting, the walkway. However, my concern is the existing piers and landing points, so we should have a very close look at whether they are sufficient or not before we commit ourselves to the design of this promenade. you know, there's got to be ample connectivity for boats throughout the length of the shoreline. And we got to make sure that they are there. So either we do it or the Land Water Interface Task Force does it at the next round and gets feedback as quick as possible. However, these two issues must be considered somewhere diligently.
Okay, well, just on the boardwalk, but my understanding is that as the design is refined, then that will come back to us. So, and obviously connectivity and linkages will be key to that design. So I think we can pick that point up when the design is presented to us. On the issue of the landing points, that is an issue, I think, for the Task Force on Water Land Interface, and it is on the agenda. It is on the agenda. Thank you. Any other matters arising? Thank you.